This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We can't make good decisions unless we have good intelligence. And I promise you, for the most part, race relations have gotten better. But I think what we've seen over the last several years when it comes to tensions between police and communities, the internet, horrific hate crimes of the sort that we appear to have seen
on Facebook. Yeah, what is your reaction to that, actually?
No, it's terrible. We don't benefit from pretending that racism doesn't exist and hate doesn't exist. We don't benefit from not talking about it. The fact that these things are being surfaced means we can solve them.
You know, what the president brings light here is in part, we got to talk about it. And there are some things that are difficult to talk about. You know, Scott, as you mentioned earlier, this is why people don't want to, talk about politics or things of religion. You know, two things you're not supposed to talk about. Of course, we're right in the middle of it. And, I do so because we have to have this discussion. For me, it's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It's not a partisan thing. I'm not, trying to. It's a worldview of, admittedly, and, if you go to our website, that tells you, I believe in the Word of God. And this is what, I was raised a Catholic. I'm a practicing Catholic. I believe in the inerrant Word of God. And so that forms my view. And everything I read about relationships, it's about loving one another and respecting one another, but particularly loving one another. And you can't love somebody if you can't, have an honest conversation. But it's like, where are you coming from? Hopefully I'm not trying to, approach this in such a way, and you're not sensing that I'm approaching this in such a way like I'm trying to hammer and compel you onto my side if you think that I'm trying to create a side here. But that's the nature of our world in which we live in. It's about sides, are you the shirts or skins, kind of thing, or whatever gang sign that you want to identify with. That's not the United States of America. I was raised different. My dad was a World War II vet. As I said, there were 9 kids in our family. And he exampled and encouraged us, all of us, to think of what was for the greater good. I mean, even as a coach of our baseball team, he always would say, look, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. So that was the constant mantra, and everybody lived by that. And we had successful baseball teams over the years, and he was a great coach and a great example and model for us kids in the family, and I know for others. And there were a lot of kids that went through the program that he taught and coached and went on to play in Major League Baseball. Our family and my father was a blessed man in many ways. And we're, and I hold dear to those tenets of acceptance and listening to other people. He would tell me, he'd say, sometimes, son, you just, there's good in everybody. Sometimes you may have to just search a little bit deeper and for that nugget. But unfortunately, we live in a time where there's so much contention and division. We're trying to find ways to shut people up. And that doesn't work. And when you do that, then you get all this acting out stuff. You get this stuff that doesn't serve our communities, that has our zip codes in turmoil and people, being shot up. And, as we talked about with Megan Barth earlier, this isn't working. So we've got to find a way, to hold on to those tenets that are good, noble, and righteous and pure, that uphold one another, that are in everybody's better interest and higher calling. That's the challenge that we have. And the beauty is that we live in this country. We're not under some oppressive religious regime that doesn't allow us to do this. We have the freedom to do this. So it's up to me and you. And I wish you all the best in this coming year, because I'm going to keep fighting.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's all about you. This is a program for you and by you and of you. It is a program designed to bring experts, people that know what they're talking about. I mean, we're looking to pursue the facts no matter where it leads us, and we want to bring experts on so that we can talk about it and expand. I mean, this isn't an 8-second soundbite type of operation. We want to get into some details so that you have a better understanding. And hopefully what it does is it causes you, you know, to look further. Not to just trust that what I'm saying, you know, is total gospel. As I've often said, God in his eminent design did not give any one person all the goods. He gave us little parts and pieces. We may seem like experts. You may, oh my gosh, he's such an expert. Well, you know, maybe for a moment there might be a glimpse of it. But a lot of this comes from, you know, being around people that know and reading books and checking this even further. I mean, is it rather interesting and a bit frustrating at the same time? And to my point about the contention that is going on, had a conversation with the guy that, you know, I know a little bit. I mean, we're not dear friends, but we're conversant. And he has a background in the financial field, in housing. And we got to talking about, you know, he's really upset about Trump. I mean, he just, you know, he's having a hard time getting his brain around Trump. And, you know, and you're careful in these situations because it's a public area where we're meeting and there's others around. So I try to be diplomatic. And, of course, it's kind of unfair to a certain degree because I'm deluged in this stuff. I mean, you know, for 3 hours of on-air time, and this isn't, you know, to make you, you know, cry for me, Argentina, or anything like this, but just to give you an idea on my schedule is I probably, you know, have 5 to 6 hours of preparation time. So I'm reading books. I'm looking into things deeper because I don't want to sound like a knucklehead. I want to sound a little bit like I know what I'm talking about, and especially when you have such smart people who are coming on the show. You know, you can't be an idiot. So you got to have an idea. But, you know, the point is that I spend a lot of time in this. So when you talk with somebody, and especially they know that you're, you know, host a talk show, somehow they think that, you know, you either have just a general knowledge or a very light knowledge of something and understanding, or that you have none whatsoever. And so, and particularly with this particular person who it was in the housing, he thought he had the housing all squared away, and he was, you know, trying to blame, you know, George Bush. He was already blaming Trump, you know, about housing and all this stuff. And I go, whoa, wait a minute. I go, you got to go back. You know, let's go back to what Bill Clinton said, that it was his goal that Americans, no matter, you know, race, color, creed, station in life, that they should all have a shot at the American dream, which was home ownership. And this started with Bill Clinton, you know, 25 years ago. Well, you know, oh man, he really took exception to that. He says, you're wrong. You know, you are wrong. You're really wrong. Well, then I said, well, you know, I appreciate the encouragement, but I would ask you, you know, you might check it out. And I got to tell you afterwards, you know, I thought, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe I did have something wrong. Let me check it out. Well, sure enough, you know, of course you researched it out and you bring back again to memory and to your understanding that, yes, in fact, it was. It was Bill Clinton. And if you remember, during the time of George W. Bush, you know, when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came into scrutiny, the Republican Party said, hey, look, we got to check this out. This is, you know, looks like we got trouble here in River City. And the Black Caucus, of course, got behind this because I think Franklin Raines was head of, I want to say Fannie Mae. I could be wrong here, so you could correct me. But anyway, he was the head of it, and they were asking him some tough questions, and it was clear by the lack of answers in that they were in trouble. I mean, that the Republicans were right in their instincts that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were in trouble. And of course, this came out later. But shortly after, well, first of all, immediately after, the Black Caucus, you know, surrounded themselves around Franklin Raines and turned it into a race deal. And they said, well, this is nothing but a public lynching. I mean, those are really powerful words, you know, and this is what happens. You know, the race card is thrown out there and, man, you know, you can't go there. You can't talk about it, but you got a problem. And so what does Franklin Raines do? He finds an exit out the door with something like a $30 million parachute. So he leaves government service with $30 million for his incompetence that was greatly exposed a couple of years later when the housing market crashed and we found out all the bad things that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were doing in the name of our government and how they screwed up all these mortgages. And here we are to this day, you know, somehow... I have no idea where it is today, to be honest with you, but I doubt that it got fixed because there was so much to deal with. If you'll recall, here we are. We had banks that were too big to fail. We had institutions that were failing and failed. A lot of money went in to salvage this stuff. And, you know, if there was a true analysis of that money and what it actually went to, and what it saved. I mean, Peter Schweitzer did quite the expose on it, if you recall, in his book. You know, he had cited that a lot of the money that was handed over, the stimulus money, went to President Obama's bundlers. Now, these are the guys that bundle money together for his election, and they bundle anywhere from, it could be $50,000 to $250,000 is what they bundle. Now, according to Peter and his research, some 80-85% of the money that was raised by this group of people on behalf of the president, they got from that stimulus, they realized a return on investment for every dollar that they had raised on behalf of the president's election. They got something like, you know, $25,000-$26,000 per dollar that they raised. It's a pretty good return on investment. And you had no idea that that's what happened to the stimulus money that was for we the people. And I had maintained during that period of time that we needed to let the free market run. And I understand there was a lot on the line here. But this is what happens when you do not allow bad behavior to realize its consequence. Now, we didn't allow it to be realized. Some cases, minor, you know, but by and large, we did not. And because we didn't allow the free market to heal itself, here we are languishing still how many years later? I mean, President Obama's administration has been an absolute disaster. Sadly, and we are all paying the price because of it. And, you know, this is all part of the stuff that we need to understand, but the conversation needs to be had. But if they tell you, say, well, you know, we want to invalidate your understanding, well, that's not going to help out. You know, it's only going to make things worse. Well, we got Derek Green, who's going to be coming up with us in just a moment. And we're going to talk about California. I mean, there's some real goofy things going on there. I mean, last year we reported on this, that the California State Bar considers banning lawyers from having sex with clients. I mean, you're considering like this wasn't already in place. And now, recently, they now made it legal for people under age children to be prostitutes. Yeah, get ready for it. Derek Green, we'll talk more about it with Derek right after this.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You got the invitation, you got the right address. You need some medication, the answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you've waited for. Just squeeze a bit more. Tonight we're on a mission, tonight's the casting call. This is the real audition.
Oh God, help us all.
You make the right impression, then everybody knows your name.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You know, because you can't be miserable dancing. Even if you're a bad dancer. Scott and I were talking about this the other day. Right? Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, a little, as Billy Crystal would say, a little white man overbite. And I say a strobe light. And you can look cool in a second. and make it work. And boy, that'll get you out of your depression, out of all this fussing and fighting. Just go dance a little bit. Why not? Bill Martinez here with you. Derek Green is with us right now, as I mentioned, a member of the Black Leadership Group, Project 21, currently pursuing his doctorate in ministry. He's written a new vision piece on empathy doesn't solve the employment crisis. He points out that black politicians are also reluctant to criticize Obama constructively or otherwise for fear of emboldening his critics. Derek, welcome. Good to have you here in your perspective. And I want to, you know, just unwrap that just a little bit because, you know, Scott and I were talking about this earlier that, you know, anything that hinders communication is problematic. Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff, because we've been mired in political correctness and, you know, you could say that, you know, people can get offended so easily. And that's not the objective here. We've got to communicate. We got to work through these rough areas so that we can get some understanding and to be unified on the mission that we're trying to accomplish, don't we?
You know, I think so, and I think that you know, it's very difficult to try to talk about this without descending into politicizing it. Mm-hmm. But I think that if we're really going to overcome some of the discord that's characterized the nation, you know, over the past 10 years, but specifically over the last 6 or 7 or 8, I think that honest, sober conversation, respectful conversation, sincere conversation, needs to be had over, a breadth of issues, you know, whether it's employment, whether it's, you know, really talking about, you know, the racial disharmony in the country and actually grappling with, you know, if racism exists and to what extent it exists and admitting that it's not the overcompassing explanation for black difficulty, whatever it is. I think that we just really need to talk about these things if we're ever going to find pragmatic solutions to these things. And I think that it benefits the left to not talk about these things, but to politicize and demonize people, because then it works as a tool of emotional manipulation.
Exactly.
People, you know, confused and it's controlling.
If I can control your thought and control your response because I've got the race card thrown out there, and if you think race doesn't exist, I mean, sadly, and I'm not trying to inflame something here, but let's put it in perspective to what, you know, to support your point. Look at what happened in Chicago with this young kid.
Right.
Disabled kid in this. And, you know, the thing is that you cannot sit there and point fingers and say, well, that's Chicago. You know what? This is America. This is us. This is our country. This is what's happening. I mean, we've lost 4 kids here along the way, and the damage is done to this young man. I mean, you know, it's interesting. You know, the commentators, news commentators go, well, he wasn't really harmed too bad. I mean, a couple scalpel things. The psychological damage for this young man who's already, he's vulnerable. From an intellect standpoint, what do we know? But, you know, he wasn't hurt too bad. And, you know, like, what would the sheriff say? Oh, these kids were kind of goofing around. Well, wait a minute. You got somebody who's out of control. You got these 2 gals who get upset and, you know, and they're all that in a bag of chips. They go downstairs and they're upset with their neighbor, below them that says, hey, you're making too much noise. I'm going to call the police. And they, hey, we'll tell you. They go down there and kick her door open. Are you kidding me? I mean, but this is how our culture has stooped, and this, we have to admit, is part of our culture, Derek.
It is part of our culture, and I think that when people say, well, it's just Chicago, that's fine, but Chicago is a microcosm of what's happening in a lot of other places in the country. So if it's just one place, you can rationalize and excuse it to say that's an isolated incident. But once you start having different, you know, these things pop up in different areas, this is what we call a cultural pattern.
Right.
And so I think that we need to address the things in this culture, in these inner cities or in these ghettos, that lead to this. You know, they can explain it away, which is despicable to that. It's re-victimizing that poor kid who's already been traumatized. I mean, it's traumatizing his family. It's hard enough raising a person with special needs as it is. But
exactly.
Then to have people who are going to prey on a defenseless person for racial issues, for, you know, to send home a point is just, it's disgusting. And so I think that we need to address these types of issues and say, listen, we can talk about Chicago and talk about black criminality, and people want to push that under the rug. But once it starts gravitating outside of that black community and starts going into other communities, I mean, this kid lives in a suburb of Chicago.
Right.
Then you start to say, you know what, maybe we need to address these things and not excuse it away. We're not going to excuse it away just because the kid was disabled. There are some real bad issues going on in Chicago, in Detroit, in Philadelphia, in parts of Los Angeles and New York that right. we need to address. And excusing it away and blaming it on, you know, economic reasons or past examples of historical oppression absolves people from taking responsibilities for their actions, and it absolves other people for condemning acts of evil.
Right.
So if we're ever going to get to the bottom of this, we need to start taking responsibility and holding those people accountable for their actions. They're not automatons, right? Mm-hmm. They have been blessed with free will. They've all been created in the image of God, whether they've, you know, soiled that or not. So we have to hold these people accountable and say, listen, we're not going to excuse it away.
We have to hold them accountable for the rest of us, because if there's no boundaries, we end up in the very situation that God warned us about. As you know, Derek, the Bible says woe. And when it says woe, it means woe. It means really
right.
woe. And
right.
that there will be a time when good is evil, evil is good, sweet is sour, sour is sweet. I mean, we're here. We're there. We're real. We shouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is what's happened. I mean, this is the screw tape letters personified in our culture today, where things are turned upside down. I mean, you and I are talking about, we're going to talk about, and we need to, about California, for example. California Democrats have legalized child prostitution. That's the headline. Yes, you heard that right. California Democrats, I mean, forget about the Democrats. I mean, California, the state, is legalizing child prostitution. What is all this about?
You know, it's this competing form, and I think that you call them Democrats in the state of California. You know, it's California, and it is California because voters elect the people they want to represent them. So when you put these people who have this type of ideology into power, this is the kind of things that you're going to get. And so we can always explain it away to say some of these laws that they've written were created with good intentions, but as you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And so they were warned about this particular law, but they went through with it anyway. They wanted to so-called protect, you know, children who were being trafficked in the sex industry. And I understand that. But they were warned that the ramifications were actually going to make those that they were trying to protect, they were going to put them in a position to be victimized again,
even further,
and again.
Exactly.
And they did not want to take heed of that warning. And so this is what we have. And so I don't know, you know, living in California, I've had the blessing or the curse to live both in Northern California and Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's going to take for people of this state to wake up. I mean, there is a healthy, you know, center of California. Believe me, I've seen it. I've talked to a lot of people there. But in the North and the South, these people just don't really connect the dots. And I think it's up to people like you and I and everybody else who sees what's happening to start connecting the dots to say it's not about the politician. It's about the ideology of
right.
that politician that's so destructive.
Well, the reality of this legalization process is teenage girls and boys in California will soon be free to have sex in exchange for money without fear of arrest or prosecution. This is California, and as I mentioned earlier, there was another release last year, the end of last year, about the California bar saying that they're considering having the attorneys not have sex with their clients. I mean, considering, Derek? Come on. I mean, this is nuts. This is why some of us who used to be in California are no longer there are glad we're not. It's way too much. Derek Green, thank you so much for being with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Those of you in a little bit of a rebellious attitude, a little rebellion music, why not, huh? Happy New Year to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. You know, as we close out 2016, it's impossible to argue there was a story bigger than the surprising outcome of the U.S. presidential election. And within that context, no surprise was more unexpected and more significant than the sudden collapse of the left's compassion advantage. This, according to John Hart, editor-in-chief of the conservative website, Opportunity Lives. John, welcome to Bill Martinez. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. It's great to be on again.
Hey, always good to have you here. So, huge surprise, the closing of the empathy gap is what you wrote about in your most recent article. Break that down for us.
Yeah, it was a big, big surprise, Bill. I think, you know, as we look back and reflect on the surprising election of Donald Trump, it was surprising for a couple reasons. One, obviously, is all the polls said that he would lose. So it didn't take a lot of a big leap of faith to suggest that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Admittedly, I thought she'd win. I was not a Trump guy. I was a Rubio supporter. But clearly Trump prevailed, even though he won only 45% of the Republican primary vote. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason he surprised everyone is the Democrats' base, their floor, fell out from underneath them. And the reason for that is that for decades, the left had been the beneficiary of this, you know, what I call this compassion advantage. Mm-hmm. The presumption that Democrats, quote, care more than Republicans.
Right.
And they've benefited from that. And they were very skilled at demagoguery and you know, portraying Republicans as heartless, as rich guys, as out of touch. But all of a sudden, their counterfeit compassion caught up with them. You know, the check bounced as they've been depositing this sort of hope and change in the electorate. And the public realized there was a wooden nickel. There was no there.
Right.
You know, we spent $22 trillion in this war on poverty, for example, and we haven't moved the needle. You know, the poverty rate's about the same as it was in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more than $22 trillion is more than all the wars we fought combined times three since our founding. And so there was a big shift there. And it's both, the result of Trump's skilled campaigning, his communication skills, his ability to connect with people. But I really think the bigger factor is that working Americans have lost faith in the Democrats' policies. And that should be a wake-up call. It really hasn't been as much as it should be for the left.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you quickly look back at the last three elections, this is a fascinating sort of change of numbers, where in 2008, if you ask voters, who cares about people like me, there's a block of voters, it's maybe 15-20% of the electorate. They say that's their most important quality in a president, is they want someone who, quote, cares about people like them.
Right.
So Barack Obama beat John McCain by a margin of 74-24 on the empathy gap. And then in 2012, that expanded. Obama trounced Romney 81-18. But then you fast forward to this recent election, and so Clinton still won that vote, but it was by a smaller margin, by 58-35%. So Trump, in other words, did twice as well as Romney did among these what you call the empathy voters.
Right.
But that translated into, again, a total collapse of the left base. Clinton received 3.7 million fewer votes than Obama got in 2008. And Trump, on the other hand, got 3 million more votes. And which is about what you would hope and expect, given population change, there's more voters than there were in 2008.
Exactly.
So that was really the big surprise, is that when you really peel back the numbers, what's fascinating, what should be deeply troubling to Democrats, is the extent to which people rejected their vision. And that gives Republicans, I think we'd be wrong to overinterpret the mandate. I don't think this was a Trump revolution as much as it was a rejection of Clinton
mm-hmm.
and the way business has been done for 30, 40 years. But it's given Republicans this historic opportunity to win a mandate, to win the hearts and minds of voters with a positive agenda, one that's substantial and serious and thoughtful, that's targeted at the source of the anxiety, which is economic stagnation, political correctness. There's a lot of issues we go through, but we're in the midst of a big change, and it's an exciting time for the country.
Well, John, I would agree with you that the voters look to the bottom line of the Democratic policies and says it's just not delivering. All their mm-hmm. promises, everything, it rang hollow. Like you said, it came up a wooden nickel. And, meanwhile, you had the president insisting that things were better. And it was falling on deaf ears because the reality right. was it's not better. I mean, the president,
exactly. yeah.
Even Goldsby, who comes on Fox, almost regularly, mm-hmm. Insists that here's all these new jobs. When you say that, you speak, and then I need to throw an asterisk on every statement you
right.
make. Because people
right.
are just hearing the headline, but they know that the headline doesn't have a whole lot of veracity because
mm-hmm.
they themselves are experiencing the reality that either they don't have a job or they've had to now work three jobs to make up for the one they lost.
Right.
Right.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely, Bill. That you've nailed it. The problem the Democrats have is they've convinced themselves, as you said, that they've had this communication problem. If only we would communicate better, people would understand how much better things are. And when you look at it from kind of a cold analytical view, yeah, you can argue that we've somewhat improved economic growth in just a raw numbers category. But when you look at the people who've benefited, people don't believe the recovery because they don't feel it. And they don't feel it because in their day-to-day life, they look at the fact that healthcare is three times as expensive as it used to be. They're supposed to get more affordable coverage with Obamacare, and it's less affordable. The cost of regulation has made everything more expensive, and it's made jobs harder to find.
Exactly.
So you go across the board. Education, so wages have stagnated while the cost of everything else has gone up. Mm-hmm. My old boss, Tom Coburn, had a great quip. He said, the best way to make something expensive is for government to make it affordable. So in other words, when government subsidizes, oh, we're going to help you. We're going to make everything affordable so you can have
right.
a better life. Well, but you better watch your wallet, because what's going to happen is you're going to make a lot less, and you're going to get these programs that you know, access to a program is not access to a benefit or health care.
Right.
And health care is a classic case of that.
Well, you know, when government tells you, they use words like affordable, it's just the opposite. David Stockman, I think, shocked a lot of our audience back in October with the release of his book. And he was on the air with us, John, and he flat out says, Bill, let me give it to you at bottom line here. He says, America has not created one net breadwinning job since 2000. Bingo. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. End of story. And as you say, regulations are such a huge contributor to the problems that we're dealing. And then you add a national healthcare system, in its sense, another, you know, kind of humongous blob of regulations that stepped in. Is it any wonder? And then let's add to the fallacy and the misreporting and, I would say the propaganda of this administration to tell us that unemployment is sub 5% when people know it's nowhere near 5%.
People are dropping out of they've dropped out of the labor force.
Yeah,
they don't count that number.
What are they going to do, John? They're going to stop eating. You're going to go home and tell the kids, hey guys, we're going to go on a fast for the next 2 years because Dad's not working. Are you kidding me? They're working. It's under the table. You know, we've got a whole nother group involving millions of dollars of under the table kind of black market labor force that's going on within the country. And I think that's going to be a challenge for the Trump administration to repatriate those dollars.
No, it is. It is. You got to bring the jobs here already back home that already exist.
Well, it's going to be fun times, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be a slam dunk. We've got, some heavy road ahead of us. We've got some opportunity, I think, that is pretty encouraging. But it's going to be a process. The grief-to-happiness ratio is definitely there, the difference being where we need to be and where we are. And there's going to be some pain ahead. But hang in there. We can do this together. John Hart, I think you agree with us, right?
Absolutely. No, it's an exciting time.
Exactly. John Hart, I'm Bill Martin.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6, 9 Pacific. Scott, was that Jackie Evancho? No?
I think so, yeah.
I think it kind of sounds like her, yeah. What we've been doing, of course, we've been incorporating some movie music and, of course, a lot of conversation about Jackie Evancho that, she stepped up. I mean, this young girl. I mean, you got grown-up adults going, I don't want anything to do with Donald Trump. Here's this young girl, and she is so gifted. And she says, oh, yeah, I'd love to be there. I mean, she's so excited to come and perform at the inauguration for Donald Trump. And what a blessing. I mean, the voice, her Christmas album, by the way, her CD is absolutely outstanding, but it's just really, I mean, you can't help but, respond to her with a smile on your face and just say, wow, how incredible. And, and she has a brother and a sister. I mean, how do you grow up in the same house with a kid like this that is so gifted and so talented? I don't know. Anyway, Melissa Hartwig is with us right now, and she's going to calm me down here for just a bit and bring me back down to earth. Melissa is a certified sports nutritionist who specializes in helping people change their relationship with food and create lifelong healthy habits. She's the co-creator of the original Whole 30 program. I told her when she came on, I said, hey, look, I want all 30. I don't want 28, 20. I want all 30. And she promised that's what she has for us. Melissa, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you have presented more than 150 health and nutrition seminars worldwide. You provide support to more than 1.5 million people a month, through this Whole 30 website. So this is connecting with people. And obviously, if it wasn't working, it wouldn't connect, right?
That's absolutely right. You can have the best marketing program or the best social media buzz, but the Whole 30 has been around since 2009, so it's not exactly a flash in the pan, and it just continues to grow because the program actually delivers.
Right, and you're saying, hey, look, you can lose 15 pounds in 30 days without going to Paris Island. Now, Paris Island, you say that to a Marine, we know what that means. Some people may not understand the correlation, but obviously there must be some Marine Corps life in your background because you made that reference.
Isn't that funny? I actually have a mentor in the business world who is a Marine.
Yes, of course.
And so I know the Marine Corps birthday, and I'm well versed in the lingo.
Yeah, November the 10th. Amen. Yes, here we go. All right. So you say first thing, get that bathroom scale out of there. Throw it out. Don't even pay attention to it. Right.
That's right. The Whole 30 isn't a weight loss plan. People are tired of the yo-yo diets. They're tired of the deprivation and the hunger and the willpower and the rebound. We want to get that mentality out of the Whole 30 altogether. So you're not allowed to step on the scale for 30 days. Don't worry about what that $20 hunk of plastic sitting on your bathroom floor is telling you.
Right.
Pay attention to all the other things that are changing in your life as a result of changing your food.
Yeah, that's all you need is something else in your life that torments you. You talk about resetting your body's reaction to food. How do we do that?
So what the Whole 30 does is teaches you how the food you've been eating, even the healthy stuff, may be having a negative impact to you in ways that you'd never associate with your food. So you'll eliminate for 30 days the foods that are the most commonly problematic, according to the scientific literature.
Right.
And after those 30 days, you'll reintroduce those foods very carefully and systematically, one at a time, and you'll compare your experiences.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been doing this naturally, Melissa, that, you know, in fact, my mother, who's 92 years old, we had a in-depth conversation a while ago. We had a little challenge. She had a hip replacement thing. And so we had a chance to spend some time together. And here she's 92 years old, and you can tell when she's feeling good because her orneriness level goes back up to 10, you know, because she operates right about that level. I love that about her. And so, anyway, but one of the things that came out of the conversation was, Mom, look, if it feels good, just keep doing it. I mean, you know, whatever it is that you're ingesting, you know, and so I was kind of listening to myself say that, you know, because sometimes we teach that which we ourselves need to learn the most, right? And so I was listening to myself. I said, note to self, you know, okay. So I've been doing that for the last year is that, look at if it doesn't work, you know, because we went through all the crazy gluten stuff and, you know, things were going on. And you got to be careful because sometimes you start attracting stuff that really doesn't really affect you. Just mentally, you adapt to it because that's the buzzword of the day. You know, it's like, oh, I never said that I was gluten intolerant, but I got to be aware that I need to be gluten sensitive. And,
right.
But I was only gluten sensitive to those things that said, look, if it didn't work, you know, like, having, you know, bagels and certain breads and that sort of thing. Although what really messed me up was last January, I went to Israel and I could eat bread in Israel without any problem. And I said, what is going on? What do the Jews do with the bread that makes it edible for me? So Israel, I could eat bread, but here in America, I couldn't.
Anecdotally, I hear that a lot. It could be any number of things. It could be the strains of wheat that they're using in Europe and other parts of the world that are different. They're less hybridized. They're less kind of massaged. It could be the GMO factor. It could be the fact that when you're in Israel, your entire lifestyle is different. You have less stress. Mm-hmm. You are enjoying more outdoor exposure. You're walking more. You have more socialization, and stress has a dramatic impact on all of the body systems, including digestion and your immune system. So it could be any number of things.
Right. So, all right. So we're sensitive. It's a lifestyle choice. We start being aware of what works, what doesn't work. You start making notes to yourself. And as you say, you reintroduce, you've taken away the obvious things and then you reintroduce these and figure out, okay, what works for you, right?
Exactly. You're pulling out the stuff that, generally speaking, to varying degrees across a broad range of populations, this stuff is kind of problematic. It can be problematic. And you won't know if it's problematic for you until you eliminate it and see what changes and then reintroduce it and see if any of those negative things that got better come back.
Okay. So you say goodbye to grains like rice, wheat, beans, soy, dairy, alcohol, sugar, processed foods. This is phase one, right? Phase one, we're saying goodbye to this stuff, right?
Phase one is the elimination. That's right, where you're going to eliminate all of these foods 100% for 30 days because you want to treat it like a scientific experiment. If you're going to do it and figure out how these foods are having an impact on you.
Excellent. So what can we eat in the meantime? Because otherwise, you know, the dog gets in the way or something, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to get hungry.
You are eating real, whole, natural food. So think about the way your great-grandmother used to cook. It's meat, seafood, and eggs. Lots and lots and lots of vegetables and fruit, natural healthy fats, fresh herbs and spices, and we've put together more than 150 delicious, compliant, satisfying recipes in the new Whole 30 cookbook.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we definitely need to get our hands on the cookbook. So, all right, so we're checking, see how the body reacts. We do this, what for 30 days, you say, right?
Yes, for 30 days, you're going to eliminate, and at the end of the 30 days is phase two when you reintroduce.
Okay. So I got to imagine by the end of this 30 days, we're like, we're jettisoned. We're operating at a whole new level here. We, you know, our mind's clear, probably more energy. We've probably lost some weight in the 30-day period too, right?
Absolutely. Without calorie cutting, without calorie counting, without weighing or measuring or tracking your food, your energy is better, you're sleeping better, you're more focused, your mood is better, your cravings are diminished, digestion improves. There's like no end to the list of things that can get better when you truly reset your health and your habits.
So when your pants are falling down to your ankles, you're realizing this is working, right?
Yeah.
So to speak.
Most people do have to take in a belt loop or two, yeah.
Right, right. So why is this... I don't necessarily want to call it a diet because it's, like you say, it's more of a lifestyle. Why is this program so effective?
I think in part because of the enormous amount of support we offer. So it's not just like, hey, do this thing, white knuckle your way through it. Here are the rules. I'm not really going to explain why. I'm not going to give you any support while you do it. I'm not going to tell you what to do after. Just do it and you'll lose a little bit of weight. We have so many resources available for free on the website. We have thriving online communities on our forum and on social media. This has spread, like, we have more than 2 million photos, hashtag Whole30 on Instagram.
Wow.
People
wow.
all over the world are doing this, and they're supporting each other, holding each other accountable, you know, keeping each other motivated, helping each other when you're feeling down. I think the support system we've created is a huge part of why the program is so successful and so popular.
Yeah, and you're getting this kind of success without people, you know, going to the gym, sweating it out. I mean, obviously exercise is an added benefit, but you're getting great results just with, you know, monitoring the way we're addressing, you know, food in our life.
Yes, and as a certified sports nutritionist, here's my tip. If you only have the capacity, the mental capacity, the energy, the financial capacity to focus on making one change in the new year, I would 100% have people focus on their food before they start an exercise program. That's how important it is.
Wow. And what a great way to approach it. I mean, you know, let's go ahead, like you said, like an experiment. We're going to eliminate first. We're going to, while we eliminate all those obvious things, you know, the grains and rice and wheat and beans and soy and dairy and alcohol, sugar and all those processed foods, eat fruits, vegetables, all those good colors, you know, put all those great colors on your plate, right, and proteins.
Absolutely.
And then reintroduce a little bit of time, and you'll find out because you're going to realize, you know, feeling good, it feels good, right?
Yeah, it really does. It gives you a whole new baseline for how awesome you really can look and feel.
Well, that's great. Melissa, where can they go for more information?
Everything is available at whole30.com.
There it is, just for you. Melissa Hardwick, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event...